Okay, so we are holding Pesachim. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Vav. We still have to finish up. We're starting the new perek, the sixth perek. We have to finish up the end of Samach Yemed Beis, where the Mishnah starts in the new perek. It's not a particularly short daf today, but it's gets a little. The latter part of it is borderline Agadah towards the end, and the daf in general, moves fairly quickly. Again, we're in the second parak of these four or five prakim that deal with Karban Pesach, the Kachim part, the Pesach Sheni part, as they called, of the Masechta. And we're focused now on Pesach being Deicha Shabbos. Hirsch, you mentioned before this year about learning in the mornings Rabbi Elazar the Meal on Shabbos. So we're going to see Rabbi Elazar's famous Shita. Rabbi Elazar's famous Shita is that not only is could be Deicha Shabbos for things, let's not like Mila, things that you know Deicha Shabbos, even Machshire Mitzvah, even things you need to get to the Mitzvah, like you recently learned, I'm sure over there in Shabbos, that you allowed to sharpen the utensils, to sharpen the knife, to bring the knife, right? Oh, you allowed to do all that according to Rabbi Elazar on Shabbos, and that's going to be relevant on Mishnah as well. Let's see. Zok the new parak. Eil dvarim Pesach, Deicha Shabbos. We're going to have three madrigas of the Mishnah. Things that clearly are Deicha Shabbos, the mitzvah of performing these things postpone Shabbos. Things that clearly are not Deicha Shabbos, and the things that are lodged in a machlekes, namely, we just referenced Rabbi Eliezer, versus it's going to be versus Rabbi Akiva. Let's see. So the Mishnah starts off with the things that are for sure Deicha Shabbos with regards to Pesach. Eil dvarim Pesach, the following things with Karban Pesach or Deicha Shabbos. So when the Erev Pesach falls down on the 14th, Erev Pesach always falls on the 14th. When the 14th falls down on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, thank you. So Shchitasai, the Shchita is Deicha Shabbos. Zrika's Dhamma, the Zrika. The Michui Kravav, that's the squeezing out like the dung, the waste from the intestines, because it's a discussion if you're squeezing out the waste from the intestines for the part that's going to be roasted that night. And the point is that if that's the part that the people are going to eat, and it's disgusting that the chelik that from the carbon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the people are going to eat should be sitting with this. You know, it's supposed to be something that fits for the king of a melech for the melech's table, and it should have dung sitting inside it is a big dishonor. Or some want to say no. It means that the same taich, but you're squeezing it out in order that it shouldn't be like that, which is going on in the Mizbeach, was like, you know, part and parcel with the dung. Obviously, animals have dung inside them, but to leave it inside, and that which is going on in the Mizbeach is coming together, is coming from the same part of the same animal, where the animal had dung inside it, it's also not becoming, so either it's the Mizbeach element, or it's the element that the person is going to be eating later that night. But either way, you squeeze out this dung that you let it do. The malacha, by the way, at least it's a very least it'll be a durabanan of dush, of threshing, of getting rid of like the junk from inside the fats. So we're saying, maybe it's not the rice, but it's durabanan, and we're saying it's Deicha Shabbos, Faktoros Chalvai, and the burning of the fats, that's the Faktoros of the fats, that's the Emurim, on that part of being back to the Emurim is being back to the fats on the Mizbeach. All that is Deicha Shabbos. The reason is because you cannot do it before or after. You can't. That'll be a keys for a coming up later. What you can do before, what you can't. You can't do before. You have to do it on the 14th, Bein Arbayim, which is Shabbos. You can't do it later. You blew it if you mocked it later. It's too late. You got to mocked it that day. You have to do Shechit this week of that day. You can't do it later. You can't do it before. And therefore, these things are Deicha Shabbos. Ava, we'll see the Gemara more of a clear source for the fact that it's Deicha Shabbos. But that seems to be universal. No one in the Mishnah is arguing that on those four things. The flip side, Ava Tzlesa roasting the Karban Pesach for the people to eat, Vadachas Kravav, and rinsing off the intestines after you do Michis, squeeze out the dung, but to rinse it off further, that could wait till after Shabbos, and now it could wait, it has to wait. Ain't Deicha Shabbos. Those activities are not Deicha Shabbos. They could be done after Shabbos by nightfall, and you can then go and eat it by the Seder after just roast it right after Shabbos, eat it by the Seder, and it's fine, and therefore, you're not Deicha Shabbos. Now we have the middle categories. These are things that is going to be Machlekes. Maharkavasai, carrying the animal into the base of Megiddush for Shechita purposes. So basically, Rashi seems to learn that you're carrying it on your shoulder through the Rishus Rabbim. So that'll be regulated. So, right? What will be the tzad? That's not an issue because it's Chayinei Sesatzmai. It's alive. Since it's Chayinei Sesatzmai, so it wouldn't be a biblical carrying. It would only be a rabbinic carrying. And therefore, we have a discussion now. That's going to be this conversation. It's going to be Mechalik, it's Tanakam, and Rebbe Elazar. When it's prohibited, Tanakam is going to say it's Usser. It's going to say it's Usser. Hakavasai, carrying it, Vasa Bechot Tchum, or bringing it from outside the Tchum, again, going with the assumption that Tchum, if 2,000 Amos is rabbinic, not the Raisa, still, Maisa Usser Midrabanan, and therefore, it's Tanakam says it's a problem. Chatichas Liabalte, cutting off a wart to make it fit for uses a carbon. If you cut off the wort before Shabbos, it would have been fine. It would be good for carbon. But since you didn't do it, to do it on Yantav itself, on Shabbos itself, that's a problem. And it says the Mishnah, the Tarakamos, these three things ain't Deicha Shabbos. They're not Deicha Shabbos. Reb Elazar Eimer, Deichen. They are Deicha Shabbos. And this is the Reb Elazar that I was referring to before. Reb Elazar in general, the Shtasa, he's Reb Elazar the Mila. He's Reb Elazar the Machshirim, not just the mitzvahs, mitzvahs that are Deicha Shabbos. The Hechsher for them are as well, Deicha Shabbos as well. So very good. Cutting off the Abelas is Deicha Shabbos. Again, the title of the Tarakamos is going to be simple. You could have done it before Shabbos. So the fact that you maybe need it for mitzvah Shabbos, not so simple. When you could do it before Shabbos, that's really going to be a clear Shakavataya in the Tanaim right now. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Halei dinu mam shchita shimushim malacha deichas Shabbos elu shem mishum shvus leitchas Shabbos. Shabbos says, I have a major kavuchemer. Shchita is a clear malacha deraisa and still deichas Shabbos. So these other things that we're discussing now, which are only rabbinic, certainly they should be, these shvusim should be nitcha, it should be deicha the Shvus of Shabbos in order to do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Amar Bishua, Yom Tov Yichich. Bishua says, that's your taina. Yom Tov is the biggest proof. Shetib Ram Shemlach Vasem Ram Shemshvus. An Yom Tov Melacha Deraisa Mata. What type of Melacha Deraisa? Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh. Cooking is really a full-fledged Melacha. However, Lutzarech Yom Tov, cooking became mutter. So the Torah was Mater Deraisas, yet there are Bonans that could have been done before Yom Tov are still going to be remain usher. There are abundance that come in the Yom Tov are going to remain usher. So for example, to cook, which is a full-fledged melacha, that's permissible Yom Tov, but to bring something in fast on the tchum that you could have brought in yesterday, that will not be mutter Yom Tov. That will remain usher. Why is it usher? You're making a drabban usher, even though the rice is mutter? The answer is, yes. Yes, just because something is nitcha adecha deraisa doesn't mean it's automatically adecha derabbanan has to be the excuse to have to be there. And so to be Karban Pesach, that which you couldn't do, Rabbi Shua is saying, that you could do as decha Shabbos, even if it's deraisa, but that which you could have done, that's not going to be decha, even if it's only rabbinic. Amar Blazer says, nah, what type of raya you bring me from there? From cooking on Yom Tov. Mazi Yeshua, Marai Rishus L'mitzvah. That whole conversation is Rishus. Cooking is Rishus. Bringing food from outside the tchum is Rishus. Over here, talking about Pesach. Pesach is a mitzvah. It's not a Rishus. It's not a choice. It's a mitzvah. And therefore, your taina from scenarios of Rishus is not a good raya to our scenario of mitzvah. Hey, Shav Rabbi Kiv Vamar. Shav Rabbi Kiv responded to Rabbi Lezer, and he said, Hazat Achiyach, I'll bring you proof from the halacha of being mazah. What does that mean? Let's say someone's tummy to his mace. In order to be kosher for Karban Pesach, he needs to have hazah of the paraduma waters. Let's say his date for getting the paraduma water spits on him came on Erev Pesach, just in the nick of time. But Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos that year. What's halacha? Shim Mishim Mitzvah, Vim Mishim Shvus. That's hazah is a classic case where the issues are only rabbinic. The fixing the person is a rabbinic issue. And there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach that being Nizrak with this Pardum waters will facilitate his ability to do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And yet, what do we say? Then Deichas Shabbos. Yet it's not Deichas Shabbos. The din of doing Pardum, sprinkling Pardum waters, which is Issa B'Dabanan, is not Deichas Shabbos. Afat Asame Aleilu. So says Rabbi Kiva. Don't be in wonderment. Don't be amazed that here too, Sha'af B'Shehein Mishum Mitzvah, even though these are a part of the Chiv of Mitzvah of being Karban Pesach, V'Hein Mishum Shavuos, and the prohibition involves only Drabbanan, Loi Yitchus Shabbos, it won't override Shabbos. Don't take for granted that anything that you need to do to get to the Mitzvah Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Just like Shechita itself, no. Just because we find that by, let's say, Shechita is Deicha Shabbos, but maybe other elements, even if only Rabbinic, are not the Shabbos like you find by the spritzing of the Paradim waters, says the Gemara. Rabbi Lez is back. Well, I'll say that too. Valani done. I'm goofa going to bring a ride that too. My logic will dictate that you could spritz the Paradim waters as well, says the Gemara. Mam shchita shimilach mishimilach deichas Shabbos hazah shimishim shvus anydin shdeichas Shabbos. My kavachemer will bring in your example of Paradim waters and say that you can also do that when it falls on Erev Pesach on Shabbos in order to facilitate being able to be kosher for the Karban Pesach. Madech Yudu Shechita, soon you can do that. So the same Kabbalah that you said before is going to work over here too. So that's his response to Rabbi Kiva. I'm going to Rabbi Kiva says back, Ay Chilif, maybe go the other way. Maybe say what I just said. Man Hazah, Enedech, Mishoshim, Mishosh, Mishoshvos, Enedech Has Shabbos, Shechita, maybe slow down and we'll start working backwards. Maybe say, stick with what I was saying, that you can't do Azah, it's not Deicha Shabbos. And then Chami, and once you say that Azah is not Deicha Shabbos, build it up and say that you know it's also not Deicha Shabbos. Certainly Shechita, which is Machdeh Reis, is not Deicha Shabbos, and you cannot Shecht a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, which is a Pella. We come at you on Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to have any Karban Pesach that year according to Rabbi Akiva's proposal, not Rabbi Elazar, which is Rabbi Elazar right away in the Mishnah jumps and says, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Akiva, karta mashkas b'tayrei. You're uprooting this what it says in the Torah, and this will be a topic of drasha in the Gemara. You're uprooting this what it says in the Torah. B'maya day b'machlabim Shabbos. We talk about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and we say b'maya day in its time, and we darshan whether it's during the week, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's on Shabbos. The Karban Pesach always is in its time. Clearly, the pasuk, the way we're darshaning it, taichik it means that Karban Pesach is deicha Shabbos. That was an option, and once that's not an option, so now go back with my logic. Says Rabbi Lezer, if it's deicha. If Karban Pesach is deicha, the ister, the rice of shechita, certainly he should be deicha an ister rabbanon of spritzing the paraduma waters and the other rabbanons of our Mishnah. Says Gemara, Amar Akiva said back, Rebbe, havi li mayad le'elu k'mayad l'shechita. He said, Master, give me the din of mayad like you said for these things, like the mayad for the Pesach, for the Karban Pesach. Meaning the Rebbe Akiva's maskim, he's maskim. That Mayan is telling me that Pesach Shchita is Deicha Shabbos. He's masking that. But he's saying, Hagufa. Use that same Mayan to say only something which needs to be in that time, had to be done then, like Shchita, is Deicha Shabbos. Something which didn't have to be done then. For example, something breaking something Mechusat Chum, doing something that you could have done before, something which you could have done earlier, that wasn't something which had to be done at that time. And it's not an appointment, let me say stronger. It's not an appointed time, it's not a maya, it's not an appointed time. If it's not an appointed time, then it won't be Deicha Shabbos, and therefore only Shchita, which is the appointed time, is Deicha Shabbos. Anything else which wasn't an appointed time to be now, even if it happens to work out that that's your situation, but it wasn't an appointed time, and therefore that's not going to be Deicha. And now he gives a cloud to strengthen his side of the coin, Rabbi Kiva, Kalam Rabbi Kiva, Kalam Lach Shef Shalas Esmev Shabbos, Ein Deicha Shchita. That's taka the call. Anything which cannot have been done before Shabbos, so that's taka going to be deicha Shabbos. So, for example, shchita. Shchita is Karban Pesach, which falls on the 14th, which couldn't have been done earlier. If the 14th is Shabbos, it's deicha Shabbos. Anything which could have been done before Shabbos is taka not going to be deicha Shabbos. So, really, it's a machlekes. Again, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva going back and forth. But in between, it really, before Rabbi Kiva, it was really Rabbi Shua taking issue with Rabbi Lazar. But basically, we have in our Mishnah, we have three categories, again, to go over quickly outside. We have the categories of things that are Deicha Shabbos for sure. Everyone agrees that's the Shechit of the Karban Pesach, the Zrik of the Karban Pesach, the squeezing out the Kreva, the dung from the intestines, and the Akhtaras Chalavah, that's all Deicha Shabbos. Everyone agrees the roasted Karban Pesach and the rinsing of the intestines is not going to be Deicha Shabbos. That's for sure done after Shabbos. That's also not an Machlekes. Where's the Machlekes? By those the Rabbanans, and particularly the Rabbanans that could have been done earlier as well. So riding it in, carrying it in, or taking it, carrying it through Shas Rabim, but it's Chanei Shas Asmas, only Drabanan, taking it in from outside the Tchum, cutting off the Abelas, Rabbi Lezer's matter, all these things, Tanakam and the Mishnah, and seemingly Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva agree that these things are going to be prohibited. Okay. Zak the Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Ben Meseir, Tanabanan. Halachos in Islam Ben Meseir. This halacha was forgotten from the sons of B'nei Beseira, from the sons of Beseira. The sons of Beseira, they were leaders. Rashi says that they were leaders that were talmidim from Shemai Vatayan. After Shemai Vatayan, they took over as leaders, and we know the names of the Ben Beseira is Rabbi Shua Ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, of course, Rabbi Shimon Ben Beseira, Rabbi Shua Ben Beseira. Now, they were the leaders. And the Shaila came up, they didn't know the halacha. Hillel, we're going to see in a moment, Hillel Abavli came up and gave them the psak halacha. And not only did they accept it, they were so enthralled with the fact that he knew the halacha, they ceded their position and they gave it over to Hillel for Abavli. Very interesting story. Okay. Tarabarim. Halacha sunas am b'nei b'seira, this following halacha, the din of our Mishnah, was hidden, was forgotten from the b'nei b'seira, who were the Nasiim over there at Stroll. Machas chalab ra'asulias p'shabis, once the 14th fell on Shabbos. Shachov le'edu in Pesach Deicha Shabbos. They couldn't remember. Is Pesach Deicha Shabbos or not? Very interesting. The first asked the question that we know in the Midbar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first year after Mitzrayim, when they're in the Midbar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell out when? On Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, you know when Erev Pesach falls out, the 14th falls out on Shabbos as well. So that means the first year of doing Pesach after they left Mitzrayim, it happened on Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. How could it be that there was a forgetting, there's a shailah on what to do? So the answer is a little history. We've mentioned this from Rashi Chumash, and it's brought down elsewhere as well, that that they only did the Pesach in the Midbar only the first year. Afterwards, they didn't do Pesach in the Midbar for many years. So besides the fact that maybe that first Pesach was different in the Midbar, besides we get into that, there was still a massive break from when they did it till years later, and it could be, even though Taki had that first Pesach in the Midbar, Yidan Shabbos, it wasn't still a Taina. How could they possibly have forgotten? Yeah, they went years and years without doing Pesach B'chlal, and therefore, not so strange that they forgot what the halacha was. Okay, so now, what happened? Amr, they said, Klum yesh adam sheyedei im Pesach Zecher Shabbos im lav. Is there anyone that knows the halacha whether or not Pesach Zecher Shabbos? Amr lahem. So they said to them, Adam yesh echad yesh shalom bavel. There's a person, a man who came here from Bavel, for Hillel Abavi Shemai. Now it's interesting, Hillel Abavi, he came from Bavel, clearly Hillel Abavi came from Bavel, but he also situated in Israel. We're going to see, he ended up becoming the Nas, the leader. They let him become the leader in Israel, but it's clear from the context, he also learned prior from Shemai Bavtai, and also, the first one wanted to discuss that maybe when he was very young, he left Bavel, went up to Israel, learned by Shemai Bavtai, picked up a lot of Liman, went back to Bavel, and then came back to Eretz Yisrael eventually, and this is when he's come back the second time. The Ben Yoda actually points out that it's actually very key that was saying Hillel Bavli Shemai. The Gemara is stressing his name is Hillel Bavli, because there's Gemara that say that there's a mile of Eretz Yisrael, a mile of Bavel. The Gemara discuss there's a mile of those in Eretz Yisrael have like double the capacity of those in Bavel, and this is the idea that the Tziv actually says this is the idea where Yushalmi is much shorter than Bavli, because there's a certain Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim, right? Famous concept of Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim is a Siyata Shemai that comes with living in Eretz Yisrael, learning in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they come to Asik Shmaitza, leave the Hilchas much faster, much less Gemara on a Mishnah in Yushalmi, in Talmud Yushalmi, may have 10 lines of Gemara, and that same Mishnah in Bavli may have 10 pages of Gemara. And a lot of that comes from the fact that the Yushalmi Gemara has certain Avir that Stra Machim, a certain Siyat Shmaya. On the flip side, Bavel, in order to get to the Asuki Shmaitza, leave the Hilchas, they had to harv more, they had to go out and do more pilpul and more shvitz, more amelos to get to the outcomes, and therefore that's why Bavli is actually longer than Yushalmi. So that's the mila of the people learning in Bavel, is they had this power of shvitzing and working out the sugya. Hillel got the mila of both by taking this Bavel work ethic, so to speak, and coming to Yisrael and having the Virat Yisrael Machim, he had both milos. That's the stress of Hillel Bavli, who's now in Yisrael. He was able to give the perfect answer. What was the answer? Shema Shidega Gdar. He was Mishamish. He served the two Gdar Shema of time. We just pointed out a minute ago. Even though they're in Yisrael, he was in Bavel. He obviously came mad, had come earlier to serve them. To be by the serving, we know we spoke many times in the past. Serving the Talmud Chacham in order to learn Lacha means just not just learning by him. It means being mishamishim, right? But mishamish doesn't mean just not to take away the credit of those that dress and clothe and feed and tend to the physical needs of Talmud Chacham. It's a beautiful thing, but that's not what it means over here. Mishamish Talmud Chacham means for the Talmidim, they get practical smicha from the Talmud Chacham, the Misharis them. Okay, so what happens? And he'll know whether Pesach Teichas Shabbos or not. Shalchu v'karleis, they called this Hillel Bavli. They said to him, Klumat Yedei im Pesach Teichas Shabbos Eloi. Do you know if Karm Pesach is Teichas Shabbos or not? When the 14th falls down on Shabbos, when the 14th Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, is it Teichas Shabbos? Is there only one Pesach carbon throughout the year that's being Derech Shabbos? I mean, you ask if the carbon is Derech Shabbos. Is there only one time a year carbon Pesach Derech Shabbos? Now, the answer is yes. It's only once a year, but look at the next words. There's the equivalent of over 200, many more than 200 karbanas, like Pesachim. Now, obviously not Karban Pesach, but basically karbanas that fall out specific on Shabbos and the Derech Shabbos. Where do you get to 200? Very simple. You have the Tamid Shabbat Shachar, Tamid Shabbat Shachar, Shashachar, and Tamid Shabbat Abayim. That's two. You have every Shabbos. And then you have the Musaf, the Musafim, right? So you have four Karbanas. You have four Karbanas every single Shabbos, 50 Shabbases. You have 200 right there. You don't have that, but it's many more than 200. So the first one explained, many more 200. You also have Adiyam Tevim that fall out on Shabbos. And there's many Karbanas that we know that are brought specifically on Shabbos that are cleared to Shabbos well into the 200s. And therefore, Cecilia, that can't really be your Shaila. Rashi gives a list of what are the ones besides those 200 of Chol Shabbos. So Rashi being the four kfasim, right? Two to meet and two for the Masaf that we didn't mention. That's the 200. Rashi says the Shabbos during Pesach, Shabbos during Sukkot, you add bunches more, and therefore you get at least another 415. So it's many more than 200. It could be 215 or so. Okay, says the Gemara, Pesachim Yeshlanu, B'shana Shadechot Shabbos. So clearly we know it's Shadechot Shabbos. Amr Loi Menayin Lach, Menayin Lach, Lecha. How do you know this? How do you know? Lemaisa, very nice. You're telling me that Pesach is only one of many kavanos to derech Shabbos. But how do you know that that's really the case? Menayin lecha amalem nemav ma'adai b'pesach nemav ma'adai b'tamid. It says the word ma'adai b'pesach. It says the word ma'adai by the carbon tamid. Ma'adai amar b'tamid derech Shabbos. Just like tamid, we know is derech Shabbos the daily tamid that comes out on Shabbos. Of course, it's derech Shabbos. Av ma'adai amar b'pesach. So when it says ma'adai b'pesach, it means derech Shabbos is also derech Shabbos. Ve'kav chaymer. And besides the drush of ma'adai, I also have a kav chaymer. Tamid, where if one neglects to be a tamid, the bitulas a tamid is not a chiv karis, yet it's deich Shabbos, even though missing it's not the chiv karis, still deich Shabbos. So Pesach, Shana's karis, Pesach, we know we've spoken many times, is only one of two assays that the lack of completing the assay is subjects one to karis. Only two assays subject one to karis. The other 34 chiv karis are lace assays, they're don'ts. Don't do any one of those 34. That's Surim, many relate to Arayas, many relate to him, some relate to Kachim, right? So we say over there that one is Chayiv Karas. There's two, Mila and Pesach, that one neglecting to do an assay is subject to Karas. So if Tamid, which doesn't have Karas, is Deich Shabbos, Pesach, which is Karas, certainly in addition to Deich Shabbos, certainly should be Deich Shabbos. Miyad, right away when he gave us this double answer, he gave the source of Mayadai and the Kavachimer. They put him in charge and they pointed him as the Nasi over them. And he darshed an entire day. Once on the day they made him the Nasi, he darshed an entire day in Hilchos Pesach. Very interesting. There is a Yerushalmi, again, another Yerushalmi. The Meiri brings Yerushalmi that says that there's three times in history that people gave up their position and they were Zeichatelim Haba for doing such in that merit. Yainasim Ben Shal, he gave up to his good friend, which was a very ironic friendship. Right, David was the nemesis of Shaul, and Yonasan really, forget about being his father was Shaul, but more that Yonasan was next in line to be the king. Yonasan would have been taken over from his father, and yet he gave over, he ceded his rights to David. Maybe it was clear to him that David was really destined to be king, but the point is, he ceded his rights to David, and for that merit, Zechatam Haba, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, remember if that's the famous story, Harani convinced Shem Shana, he was 80 years old, but then when they demoted Gamil for the way he treated Yeshua, they demoted Gamil from the Nasi status, they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and his beard got white overnight, and even though he was very young, he got the status, so he ceded back once Rabbi Gamil, the Tshuva, once Gamil made amends with his actions for Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ceded back the Nasius to Rabbi Gamil. And you zechut haba for that as well. And last, the third case that Yishalmi brings is our Gemara, B'nai Beseira, the sons of Beseira. We spoke out. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shua. They ceded their rights of Nesias to Hillel. And interestingly, Yishalmi says, and this was the greatest one. Not sure why, but this one, them giving over to Hillel, that was the greatest show of giving up their position, Laman Emes, Laman for the leader who had the Psak, gave it up, and it was Zecha, tell him above for this. Okay, so what happened? Right away, they gave up their mantle, and what did Hillel do? And this is going to be relevant for the morning base, Hischel Mekantron Bedvarim. So he first darshed Hilchos Pesach all day, and then he started to chaper them, actually. Instead of just answering, he started to chaper them. The Marzen say because he chapered them, he actually forgot Halacha right away. We'll see. What caused this to happen to you? I came up from Bavel and I became the Nasi over you. What caused this? The laziness that was found amongst you. Because you had two Gedol Adar, Shemai Vavtalian, and you were Mishamish them. Hillel, we spoke up before he himself, went and he was Mishamish Shemai Vavtalian. You had him in your midst and you were Mishamish them. You were Mishamish them enough. Presumably Mishamish Shemai Vavtalian, but you were Mishamish them enough, and therefore you lost your Nasius. He was giving them rebuke. Now, presumably, he's giving them rebuke. For purposefully trying to give them Musa because it was important. Right? Lemaisi didn't mean it. He wasn't coming to just make fun of them. But it's interesting that we're going to see that the next line of the Gemara is going to discuss a case. Well, first we're going to have a case with, the next line. Mamash, next line of the Gemara, we're going to have a case where they ask Hillel, and he himself says, you know, am I mature myself? And then he was reminded based on what was the story, the Maisa Shai, he was reminded what the Pesach was. And the Maran Beis is going to say that why did Hillel forget is learning? Because right after he became the Nasi and Darshan Lachos all day, he started ripping them for their not being on their Haras Madrega. It was a level of came across the level of Gaiva, of haughtiness, and right before someone has Gaiva, they forget their learning. That's going to be the Gemara's message on Amid Beis in the more Agadah Gemara. Let's see. Armalai, they then said to Hillel, after he gave them, it's unbelievable, after he gave them rebuke for not knowing the Lachos of Pesach, of Shechting Karm Pesach on Shabbos, when it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, they didn't know because they didn't study Bishmar of Tai enough, that they got the rebuke, they didn't shy away, and that's another question. This same day, 14th of Nisan is Shabbos, and they forgot to bring the knife for Erev Shabbos. What can you do now? So I mean, why does it have to be their own knife? Why can we going to see that each person is able to stick the knife in the hair or in some part of the animal, and you take the animal to the base of English, and the animal will be carrying the knife. Okay, but why do you need a separate knife for each one? So the Achrayim all bothered by the question, and they explain very interesting halacha that we know the sakin in the Beis Abliya in the neck of the animal gets pretty warm, and it's Belea. We know that the person only supposed to eat from the Karbesach is only supposed to be sheared with the Menuyah, those that were counted in the Karbesach. If you're going to use over the knife after knife, there's going to be Belias from one animal going to another animal. It's going to lead to Eina Menuyah of having at least some Belias from a carbon that they weren't part of, they weren't counted as part of, and therefore they preferably should be using separate knives for each and every individual carbon Pesach. Okay, so the Shaila was, how could are you able to get the knife to the base of Shabbos or not? Amalem, halacha zu shemat v'shachachti. So he said, I heard this halacha, and I can't remember, I forgot. El hanach l'Yisrael, believe Klai Yisrael. Leave them. Why? Let's watch what they do. If they're not Nevi'im themselves, then the children Nevi'im. Meaning, if whatever they do has a Messiah, an unbelievable idea. Watch Klai Yisrael, see what happens. Whatever they do has a Messiah. It's actually a discussion with Mefarshim. What's going on here? This happened on the 13th. And he said, let's just watch and see what happens tomorrow, and then we'll see what the halacha is. That'll be a pella, because if it happened on the 13th and you know the halacha, he should announce, everyone make sure to bring knives, because we're not sure, they should have announced it. So someone to say, the story took place already on the 14th. It took place on the 14th, and he said, let's watch, let's see what happens today. We'll see, it was too late already, it was Rosh Shabbos. Anyway, he said, let's see what happens, and look at the next word of the Gemara, and not so kishmak, according to that malach. But look at the next word, lemachar, the next day. Again, next day is a little bit shver, if the story already happened on the 14th, some replaced the word lemacher with like miyad. Immediately is what they saw, because again, someone would say the story took place on the 14th, because it was the 13th, they would have announced and would take the knives out of doubt. Okay, lemacher, misha pesach tkla, tchaycha b'tzamrei, he who had a pesach that was a sheep, he simply tied the knife, he stuck the knife into the wool. Misha pesach gdi, tchaycha b'karnav, he was called pesach as a goat, you wedged the knife in between the horns, and then the goat or the sheep transmitted the knife to the Beis Hamikdash. Ra Maisa v'niska lacha v'amar. So once Hillel saw that's what the people were doing, he said, "Oh, that was the lacha." He said, "I remember I heard this lacha, but I forgot what the psak is." Now we remember. This is exactly the psak that I got from Shav Tayan, and he could send it up to the Beis Hamikdash as such. The Gemara is going to ask why is not considered. The Gemara is going to come up on our base. Why is not considered a problem of doing a vayda b'kachim using the animals? Why is it a mechamer letting the animal carry for your Shabbos could be problematic? We'll discuss all that shortly in a few lines. Right in the beginning of Amud Beis. Okay. Amamar. Nemar Mayadah Pesach, v'nemar Mayadah Tamid. It says, Mayadah B'Pesach. It says, Mayadah, by the way, actually, before we go further, just a very important point, with Im'ein Nevi'im, if they're not Nevi'im, then the B'nei Nevi'im, right? So, see what they do, and that's going to be, so in this case, happens to be reminded of what the Pesach Yav Shemar V'Avtayin. But the concept, the first point out, is an unbelievable concept, that Mini Gisrael Torah, this is where we get the idea, Mini Gisrael Torah, that if you have an Hugga that's been going on for generations of Klal Yisrael, it has a status of Torah, it has a status of Halacha, because it must be that it has a good source. Now, how far does that go back? How far does that go back? So the flip side is, by the way, that the word Minig is the same letters as the word Gehenim. So some of the best menagim, so chalila, can lead to the opposite. So what's the guideline? So Shviz Yaakov goes through and explains that it really depends. A minig that's based in history, that has a base that goes back to the times of the Gemara, times of Mishayis ready, azam minig, whether or not we know exactly why, what the source, if we know that's what people were doing, that's shtark. That's mamash halacha. That's mamash halacha, and that we keep and we without any doubts. That's mamash Torah. Menagim that developed later, one second. Menagim that developed later, especially menagim that seemed to fly in the face of psak, of other black and white halachas, over there, if the minig developed later and it's not going with the halacha that we know about, those are the menagim where they say chalila, menagim developed wrongly, and they got the same letters of Gehenim. That's where it's to be careful. So again, a minig that has a Messiah, a minig that has clearly a Messiah, a minig that has a basis, and it's particularly if a minig is not going against halacha, or a minig is being kaveh halacha, such a minig, that's what we say over here, in main neviim, if they're not neviim, they're b'nei neviim, and therefore we take such halacha as such. And that's why Hillel was willing to watch what they do on Shabbos, l'maisa, and use that as a psak, because he's so confident in people's mesaira. Right here. So, the eitz again was, they stuck the knives in the wool, or between the thorns. Amamar, now we go back over the various parts of the conversation, the prior brisa, and we analyze them a little deeper. We had two reasons why Karim Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Either Mayadai, and Or, besides from Mayaday, Kavachemer from Tamid. Tamid is not Chiv Karis, so certainly Pesach, which is Chiv Karis, is going to be Deicha Shabbos. Let's see. Amamar. Never Mayaday Pesach, never Mayaday B'Tamid, says Mayaday Pesach, says Mayaday B'Tamid, Ma Mayaday B'Tamid, B'Tamid, Deicha Shabbos, Af Mayaday B'Pesach, Deicha Shabbos. So that's first a drasha. You have Gzir Shava, it says Mayaday B'Shabbos, Mayaday B'Pesach, Mayaday B'Tamid, Mayaday B'Tamid is Deicha Shabbos, Mayaday Pesach is also Deicha Shabbos. That is a classic Gzir Shava. But that's all good, only if you know that the Mayad of Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. If the Tamid Gufayman on the Deicha Shabbos, Tamid itself, I know it's Deicha Shabbos. Elam Mishun Tachziv Mayadai, if it's because it's Tachziv Beit, says the word Mayadai there in its time, well, guess what? Then I have to come on to Pesach learning from Tamid. Pesach also has the word Mayadai. Pesach Nami Aksive Mayadai says Mayadai Pesach itself, and that alone should be my source. Ella, rather, Mayadai La Mashmalai, rather, must be the word Mayadai alone is not enough of a drasha. So Achrami Mayde Lamashplei Mayde Alom at Pesach was enough for Drasha. If it wasn't enough for Drasha at Pesach, presumably it's not enough for Drasha by Tamid either. So how you know Tamid is Deicha Shabbos? The word Mayde Alom is not enough. Ella Amakra Ayla Shabbos B'Shabbatai Al Elas Atamid. It's pretty clear. Aylas Shabbos B'Shabbatai, right? In addition to the Aylas Atamid, you're talking about on Shabbos, right? The Mesafim, the Ayla you're bringing in addition to the Ayla of the Tamid. Mechal Eil Tamid, Kriyat V'Shabbos. That's a black and white bus that tells me you bring the Eil of the Tamid on Shabbos. So that's how I know the Eil of the Tamid, that the Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. And now the word Mayaday by Tamid means Deicha Shabbos. I know that not from the word Mayaday. I know it from the word Eil Shabbos B'Rabatai. But once I know that, I can make a Gzir Shava. The word Mayaday by Pesach also is Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara Amar. In dish, you have a kavachaymer. Matam shein anish karis teichas Shabbos. Pesach shein anish karis ain dish teichas Shabbos. Madach tamid, which is does not have an anish karis, yet it's still teichas Shabbos. The Pesach, which is anish karis, certainly is going to be teichas Shabbos. Iklim refach matam shkeita devikol. What do you mean? You have a major pircha. Tamid is every day. Tadiris. Tamid is every day. That's a major milah. It's daily. Number one, it's much more common. Number two, v'kalil. It also gets fully burnt. It gets fully burned in the mizbeach. It's that we quoted the other day. It's zivchi. That's a special carbon of a kadosh baruch because it gets fully. It's an ayla. It gets fully eaten in the mizbeach as opposed to Pesach, which is only once a year, not every day. Number one, and number two, it doesn't get fully eaten in the mizbeach. Adrabah, the people supposed to eat us. The humans eat it, not the mizbeach, right? So the chayr it's two pirchos on your kavachemer. Says the gemara, you're right. Kavachemer amul breisha uparchua fehadar amar luhu gzeir shava. You're right. There is a pircha. Really, he started off. He'll start off with the kavachemer, and they asked this pircha. They asked the pircha, and that's why he jumped back. He pivoted back to the gzeir shava of mayaday mayaday. In fact, if he had the gzeir shava, kavachemer amuli. But if he had the gzeir shava, you don't just make up. He obviously had the gzeir shava the whole time. If he had the gzeir shava the whole time, so why even bother with the kavachemer, which is based on the svara? I make kavachemer. I say this is. If this, then certainly that. And you could say, no, maybe the logic is not that way. Kavachemer is more up for debate. Gzeir Shava is not up for debate. So why did he even bother Kavachemer if he had Gzeir Shava? Ella, it means as follows. Ledu Kamalu. He was talking to them, meaning, Bishlam Gzeir Shava, Legam Rasu. Meaning, I have a Gzeir Shava. This is Hillel saying. I have a Gzeir Shava, so I understand I don't need a Kavachemer, I have a Gzeir Shava. But Bishlam, you don't have a Gzeir Shava. And that could be why, because you have no Messiah for such a Gzeir Shava. We know you can't make a Gzeir Shava. Has to be there's a Messiah that this specific word is for Gzeir Shava, this specific type of drasha is Gzeir Shava. It has to be some sort of Messiah. Ain't of them done Gzeir Shava Matzah, but a person cannot make Gzeir Shava on his own. El Kavachemer, but a Kavachemer you could make on your own. El Dametzmei by Lechulamedan. So that's why Hillel was starting off with a, he said, I have a Gzeir Shava, which maybe you don't have. But what about this Kavachemer? To which that they responded, you should make Kavachemer, Amalei, and they say back to Hillel, Kavachemer Pricha, you know, the Kavachemer has a Pricha, namely, what's the Pricha in the Kavachemer again, at the Tamid, is more Chashiv than the Pesach, even though it has no Kuris, but it's more Chashiv, why? Because it's Tamid, it's Tadir, it's every day, and the Kala gets fully burnt. By the way, it's Ketari Chazar over, just to, I know it's a side point, but it's the Musa that we had, Esakev Esachat Esavaykev Esakev Esasheni Tasabayim Abayim, that's the Pus there first to the Tamid, and we quoted last week, I think it was last week, maybe it was earlier this week, I think it was last week, we quoted that the famous in the Akdama, in the Yaakov, and the famously, he brings a medrash that brings one of the Tanaim said that what's the most prescient, the most, important, the strongest message of any pasuk in the Torah. One said Shema Yisrael, one said Hasam Echamecha, Akbi Adam El Namakam, and the Machaveri, and the other one said, and we pointed out what's the musr. The musr is that it means the message is it means tadiris, being consistent, consistency, tadiris, over and over and over again, the secret to success is tediris. So our Gemara again is saying a mila of the tamen over the karmesa. Karmesa has chiv karis, you don't bring it. But a mila much more chummer than chiv karis perhaps is the fact that the tamen is every day, day in, day out, every day is the karmen tamen, and that itself is a major chummer, and that's a pircha on the kavachemer. Amamar. Lamachar, misha pisle tila, tachav le ba'at mitzamrei. We said that the next day, one who had a knife, what did they do? They went and they stuck the knife in they need to bring the knife to base Mikdash, but you couldn't go to Shabbos. Stick it in the wool of the sheep or in between the horns of the goat, Gedi, Techelah, Ben Karnav, in between the horns of the goat, top of a base, Vakavit Avaid Bekachem. Ask Gemara, we pointed out this question before, top of a base. Why is not a problem doing Avaid Bekachem? You're letting the Kachem do work for you. Says Mark Hillel, it goes like Hillel, the Tanya, remember this Hillel talking, the Tanya. Again, this Hanhaga was, Hillel said, watch what the people do, and the people did this, and that was, Hillel said, that's Takash Mayan Avtalian Paske, that's what they should do. But this idea that's not a problem of working Kachem is based on a member of Hillel, Amr of Hillel, Yam of Leimal, Adam, Allah say, no one was ever male with their Eil Karbanas in the times of Hillel. You know why? Because they would set aside their Karban as the Eilah, but they didn't designate it as the Eilah. They didn't. Were Makdash till it was in the base of Mikdash, ready for smicha shchita, and get rid of it quickly before any time to be over Amila. Since they were careful to do it that way, there was no problem of Mila here too. There was no problem of bringing the animal to the base of Mikdash while carrying the knife, because it wasn't yet, the animal's not doing work for me. It's not Hekdash doing work for me because it's not Hekdash yet. In fact, the moment second is not Hekdash yet. So you'd be Makdash Bishlaman regular Ayla. You're Makdash the day you bring it. We're talking about Karm Pesach. And we're talking about specifically being Karm Pesach on Shabbos. So you'd be Makdash the Karm Pesach on Shabbos itself. Pesach Shabbos, they come out, must be Makdash today. How you to be Makdash Karm Pesach on Shabbos? But tonight we learned the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Beit Salamid Vav. You can't make hektish, you can't make erichin, another form of hektish, you can't make haramim, again, for different forms of hektish, chuma, umaisus, you cannot collect chumas and maisus. You can't do it on Yom Tov, and kavachayim you can't do it on Shabbos. So how on earth are you being makdish karm pesach on Shabbos, and elamai you be makdish before Shabbos, then why was there a problem of the karm pesach carrying the knife for me? Answers the Gemara, you could be Makdash Karm Pesach on Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Why? Because a Chayv which has no fixed time, so Shabbos you have no excuse to be making Hekdash on Shabbos. Av Chayv Shkavulam Zman, Makdash, and if the Chayv is to be a Karm Pesach on Shabbos itself, then once the Kavu is Man on Shabbos, you can Makdash Shabbos as well. Then Rabbi Yechanan said, Makdash Adam is Pesach on Shabbos, Chayos B'yam Tiv. A person can Makdash is Pesach on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach, and it can be Makdash is Chagiga on Yantiv itself. Again, we see that you can be Makdash things on the day itself, when on Shabbos or on Yantiv, when that's its man. Factum, okay, so you answer me why it's not doing work why it's not like Me'ila, why it's not a problem doing work, because it wasn't Kaddish yet, you only Makdash it when the animal got to the Beis Hamikdash. But still, Halim Chamer, taking an animal, leading an animal while carrying something on its back, is having the animal carry something for me. It's an issue of Shvisas Bemtei, a person's name is supposed to rest. It's an Issa Mechamer. He's having his animal work on Shabbos. That stuff should be a problem. Sasko Melacha Tevincha Vedecha Avdecha Vamasla Vemtecha Vehem as well. There's Issa Melacha. Says Gemara Mechamer Kalachar Yad. Is this the case of Mechamer Kalachar Yad? It's indirect, and therefore it's okay. In fact, Mechamer Kalachar Yad is also Midir Abanan. Mechamer Chanami Need the Sur Deraisa Leka Sur Derabanan Mi'ika. Granted, there's always Deraisa, but there's at least Issa Derabanan there. How did the Kabbalah? That was good for the Shaila. That's exactly what the Shaila was. Could you bring the knives and be over the Rabbanan in order to get to a Mr. Raisa of a Pesach, a Chiv Karis, or not? If it's Menatayra, it is Mutter. And only Midr Rabbanan is it a problem, and you want to be over Klachiyad, Makam Mitzvah Mai, in the place of a Mitzvah, is a Mutter or not? That was how the question was posed, and he said, I forgot. Let's see what they did. So what comes out now is, it wasn't so much, what's the Eitzah? How to do it. They knew the Eitz how to do it. Just I don't remember if the Psak was that you could do it or not. And the answer, when he watched the people stick the knives in the wool and stick the knives in between the horns, it wasn't that he didn't have an Eitzah. He knew that would be the Eitzah in the horns and the wool. He didn't know was that Eitzah considered acceptable. And then he remembered, yes, Eitzah was considered acceptable. He says, Zemara, Elanichlam Yisrael, let them do what they always plan to do. Im Ein Nevi'im, if they're not Nevi'im, but Ein Nevi'im, they're the children of Nevi'im. And whatever they do, that will be a proof to what the right thing is. Amar Vida Marav, Kamis Yair. Okay, so that really ends the conversation of the Bryce itself. But now we get to a little bit almost of a more of a God to spit on it, and that is that what we pointed out before. Hillel seemed to get a little haughty, for lack of a better word, when he was rebuking them for them not for him taking over his nasi, and right away he forgot his learning, because that's what happened. He forgot He said, I knew the halacha, but I forgot it. Why did you forget it? Because it was misyar. Come, misyar, whoever's misyar. Im chacham u chachmas mislakas menu. If he's chacham, he loses chachma. Im navi u nevuas mislakas menu. If he's a navi, he loses a nevias. So we bring right to both. Im chacham u chachmas mislakas menu. If he's a chacham, his chacham leaves him. How do you know this? Mehillel. From our story with Hillel. Damamar, hissel mekatram devarim. He started to chepper them with words. He was kind of showing them a little haughtiness, and that them losing the position, him taking over. And right away, the next question they asked him, right immediately, he said, I knew the lach, I forgot it. He forgot it because of the haughtiness. If it's Navi, Nevuah, so Pesach is Menu, how do you know if Navi loses the Nevuah? If there's haughtiness there, Midvaira, Tichsev, Dvaira says, Chad the person, Bisrael, Chadelu, Achkamdi, Dvaira, Shkamdi, Aim Bisrael. She spoke about herself like a third person until Deborah rose, the mother rose in Ka Yisrael. She praised herself. She praised herself. Compared to her predecessors, and then it says, "Awake, awake, Devarah, awake, awake, speak the song." Meaning that the Nevius, the spirit of Nevius, left her, and she was begging for it to come back. Why to leave her? Left her because of that little haughtiness. So haughtiness takes away one's chachma. Haughtiness takes away one's Nevius. Reish Lakish Amar, called them whoever gets angry and chachma chachmas like us. It just relates to the same idea. Just like we said, haughtiness takes away chachma and Nevius. So too. Kaz. If one gets angry, takes away his chachma, takes away his nevius. If he's navi, how do we see this? If he's a chacham, takes away his chachma. Meisha got angry. This is talking about by Midian. When they left over the Midianite woman, Meisha got angry that fleeing over the Midianite woman. The Midianite woman seduced so many people, Kaisol, to sin and caused so many of them to magefa, caused so many of them to die. So he got angry. They left him over. Yeah, what happened? Even he got angry. And he forgot halacha. Famel Laza Kayan El Anshi Atzava Abayin L'Muhammad told the soldiers come back from the war. So this is because Tera Shem is Meisha. This is the halachas we were talking about, the dinim of kashering the kalim of Agala and of mikvah, of the kalim from mikvah from the Midyanim. So why did Lazar have to give the halacha? Lazar Kayan, who's of course famous Talmud of Meisha Benu, why did Meisha give the halacha? Tera says B'chal D'Meisha Ilam Minei. It was hidden from Meisha at that moment. You know why? Because he got upset. So we see when a person gets angry, just like when a person has haughtiness, he forgets his chachma. When a person gets angry, he loses his chachma. If you remember, I don't remember when we had this recently. I'm guessing it was in Brachas somewhere, but we spoke about it for sure in the Chumash Yerim. We spoke about this multiple times. There's an unbelievable piece in Sichas Musar about the Gnus HaKas. He has a couple of speeches, pieces, essays on Kas in the Sichas Musar. But one of them is entitled Gnus HaKas, and he discusses that Moshe Rabbeinu in three places. It's an unbelievable diak. Moshe Rabbeinu in three places got angry. It's a Mamre Chazal. And all three places, he forgot the Lacha. In all three places, he forgot the Lacha. But there's something very unique and consistent in all three places. And what's unique and consistent is, in all three places, he actually was correct. It's not something that he got angry for his own covet, or he got angry and he lost his temper and he was wrong. He got angry at the people for doing the wrong thing. They did the wrong thing. He had every right to be angry at them. They were wrong. They did the wrong. They didn't follow the rules. And still he forgot his learning. Says the Sichas Musar, an amazing aside. The fact that when a person gets angry, he forgets his learning, is not a punishment. If it was a punishment, then why would Moshe Rabbeinu be punished for getting angry at things that he was rightfully just in being upset at the people's activities? Why would he forget his learning? He was defending the covenant of Hashem, defending the covenant of Shemayim. Why would he forget his learning? It's not a punishment, it's a metzias. Anger has an effect on us, and it causes us to forget our learning. It goes to the Torah. What's in that same shtickly puts it further. He forgot something related to that topic. This is like an argument example here. It was a clay midian. It was something to do with midian. Clay midian. Allah gabi clay midian. It was the Torah was, and the message is very strong, that not only does the kas cause one to forget his Torah, it causes him to forget the Torah in the sugi he was even angry about. And again, like the Sichas Musar was saying, like Chaim Shmuel points out, even though he was justified in his anger, unbelievable idea about the power, the danger of anger. Okay, says the Gemara right there, that's the gabe, a person losing his chachma from anger. How you know about losing nevius? If navi nevius misalkam menu melisha, if he's a navi, loses nevius. That we know from melisha. Tchsev says the pasuk lulei pnei shavat melchuda ninesi im abed elecha v'merech. Tchsev ata kuna menagin v'kenagin me'amenagin v'atia love yad Hashem. So Elisha has some angry words to the Yehoram, the king of the Melch Yisrael. And afterwards, what happened was, afterwards, it seems like Elisha, after he lost his temper, got angry, he was no longer able to have his nevius. He actually was requesting some sort of nigin, menagin, in order to get him back to his status, his state of of Nevius. I'm already Papatish, one last Gemara in this. Kalakayas afilu peskel of Gedulim Hashemayim. Whoever gets angry, even if he was destined for Gedulim Hashemayim, Marid and Isai, they take away from him, they bring him down from that Fageret. Not only does not go up to the Gedula, he gets put down. Menahem Eliyav, you know, for the story of Eliyav, who was the brother of David Amel. Shemar v'yichar af Eliyav David v'yichar af. He got angry. V'yemer lama zeirat v'almi natashtu ma'at atzayin ha'inu b'midbar ni adati es zayin zayinchav es rei levavcha kilaman kilaman reis amachama yiradta v'chiyaz Shmuel m'shchinu. And when Shmuel went to anoint, one of the Bnei Yishai to be the king, but kulu k'siv loy b'zeh b'char Hashem uvayiv k'siv. So normally it says not this one that Hashem chooses. Uvayiv k'siv v'yemer Hashem Shmuel al tabit amareil v'gavay k'masay k'masayu. Don't even look at his appearance or of his height, because I've become disgusted with him. So the other ones, they just weren't chosen. He was like, Akash Baruch Hu said to Shmuel, look away from him. Don't look at him. And the fact that Akash Baruch Hu had some disgust with towards Eliyav, so to speak, shows that until this point, that there would have been a Rachmanis towards Eliyav. What happened? L'chayr, his trait of anger caused him to lose his status and actually become lower down instead of higher up. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. It's really only Gemara. The Gemara is going to focus on, today we focused on very much the Karban Pesach being Deicha Shabbos and the Karban Tamid. Tomorrow we're going to focus on the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid being Deicha Tumah. Tumah Shabbat Zibur in a case of Shabbos, case of Karban Tamid. We'll see more tomorrow with Hashem.